In 1931, you were 10 years old, and we think about the Dust Bowl days, generally from about 1930 to 1936, maybe longer in some areas. Do you have any recollection of that?
Oh, sure. In addition to being Dust Bowl, those were Depression time, as far as certainly this part of the country was concerned. I can recall welfare lines, people lining up to get something to eat, to take home, to have a meal. I can recall our own family laying out the change on the table to see what we've got for the week. Even though my father had a blacksmith shop, that didn't mean everybody paid for what they had done or had done what they needed to have done. Those were tough times. In addition to being Dust Bowl days, when you'd hang a wet towel over a window to get a little humidity to the room or to keep the dust out.
Clouds of dust?
Yes, you could see me coming over the horizon. Here would be a cloud of dust, yes. And so that meant come in the house, kids, and let's close the windows. It got hot and stuffy and tired. Well, open a little bit, but hang a wet towel across the window.
Your father then continued the blacksmith shop from his father in Perry. With the Depression and Dust Bowl, it was tough to maybe to eke out a living.
Well, prior to that, during the 20s and early 30s, this area was privileged to have at least some oil development, some oil activity. And so in addition to the agricultural activity, there was an activity of oil development. That, too, was pressed for financial difficulties, but there was activity. So underlying the farming support that my father's shop gave, they did develop a service business to the oil industry. But they were hard-pressed, too. They didn't pay their bills. And so even though you do the work for them, didn't mean you necessarily got paid this Friday or end of the month. Sometimes you had to go with handout, please pay your three-month-old bill. That was the 30s.
Was that when the blacksmith shop transitioned into a machine shop?
The blacksmith transitioned into a machine shop during the 20s because there were the early developments of oil fields in this area, including Three Sands and Watchhorns fields particularly, and later in the 30s, the Lucene field.
Well, there were many families who obviously left this area and went to California. Did you sense that?
I did not. Those were stories. I did not know any that way. And I do not recall any mass migration of people in Perry, although there may have been. At that age of my life, it wasn't that impressive. You know, you live in a kind of little world of your own, and a friend of yours may move away, but you don't ask the question why.
Mm-hmm.
If you did, you forgot it quickly.
So there was that oil business going that sustained people. There was an influx, too, of people coming in, roughnecks and all, too.
Oh, yes, there was an influx of population. There were so-called oil booms, which meant one guy got a discovery well, and everybody around thought, I'm not going to let him get it all. So there would be sporadic activities, and there have been a number of those in this county. Still, it's conversation at the coffee shop. Hey, have you heard so-and-so leased his property to somebody? Well, what did he get, you know? And that's still going on today. It's a reenactment, really, because some of that has been passed over during the years, and we have different technology now. We're not necessarily looking for the oil flow into the tank. We don't mind going down and getting it.
We think way back then about the gushers, and we see the pictures of that. Your father had land. Did he have a discovery on his land?
My grandfather did. My grandfather had a discovery of what later became known as the Lucene Field. That would have been in the early 30s, 32 or 33, somewhere in that neighborhood, really when it was tough times. Oil, as I recall, was $1 or $2 a barrel. Even that was great at the time. It was something you had that you didn't have before. That would have been in the southwest part of the county on my mother's father's farm. That part of the county gave some stimulus. The farmers who were having a very difficult time down there found themselves with some royalty money, and they were going about the county buying up a better piece of land than the one the oil was discovered on. That land down there was marginal as far as farming is concerned. I reminisce a bit about the half a dozen or more of those farmers down there, all of whom we knew, immediately headed to some of the bottom areas of a creek someplace and bought a farm that in their mind they thought they'd never own, but they had some oil money and they bought it. They began to be competitive. My grandfather got very mad at a very good friend of his because he bought a piece of land he wanted. And so there was some animosity developed.
Were you ever eyewitness to those gushers?
I wouldn't say gusher. I never saw one go over the top of the rig. But I watched them open the valve and let it flow a little bit so we could see what was happening. I wasn't witness to it, but certainly I was there before and after.